Hi, everyone. This is Coach Fab, and welcome to our Thanksgiving 2017 podcast, our 30th podcast, as we give pause to give thanks today. And also, thank you to our loyal listeners. Really appreciate your support, because we have grown over the year of 2017. And happy Thanksgiving to you and your family and friends. We'll be starting our podcast today with the 10 Commandments, Coach Fab's 10 Commandments of Gambling. Oh, they're important to me. I hope you get something out of it. After a very short break, we will start with the 10 Commandments of Gambling. All right, my commandment number one. Here it is. Paying debts and saving and investing your money is first. Gambling your money is last. Let's try it again. Paying debts and saving and investing your money is first. Gambling your money is last. So I had to go to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania from Pittsburgh. You know, it's 4 hours, so. And I was representing a nonprofit, and I had to take some papers there for actually for free money, which we did get. So I had to hand walk the papers and speak to some people. And I mentioned it to a friend, and he said, "Are you staying overnight?" I said, "Yeah, I am. I'm staying at the Hershey Hotel, and I'm probably going to play some craps and then go into Harrisburg the next day." And he said, "Hey, could you use some company?" He said, "In fact, I'll drive. I like to drive, and well, since I drive all over hell and back." I said, "Okay." So he picked me up, and you know, I just looked at his tires. Just for some reason, the way the front wheel was turned when I was getting in, I thought, we're going to drive on the turnpike. These tires are freaking bald. And, well, you know, I said, "Hey, you know, your tires look a little bald there. You sure you don't want to take my car?" And, you know, I didn't want to insult the guy, but he said, no. He said, "It's all right. You know, man up." I thought, man up, I don't know. So it made me pretty nervous. But, at one stop, he said, "I got to get some air." He said, that front left tire has a slow leak. And I thought, oh, I was so nervous. And I thought, you know, I'm never going to do this again. And clearly, when I saw what this guy put out at the Hollywood Casino that we stopped in, it's about 4 miles from Hershey Park. It's not in the community of Hershey. I actually can't remember the name of it, but it's a beautiful casino. He threw $1,800 into a craps game, and he probably lost, I don't know, I'll guess, $1,100, maybe $1,200. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, you're a freaking idiot. You know, you're driving and risking your life on bald tires because you won't, for some reason, get new tires, and you're throwing money away in a casino. And you know, to be honest, most of us can think of situations like that. You have to take care of your financial responsibilities as far as paying debts and saving money and investing money first. And then discretionary income is what I talk about and Janie talks about all the time. That's what you play with, not money you need. You know, that old line, baby needs a new pair of shoes. Well, go out and buy the baby the new pair of shoes and stay away from the craps table if you're counting on a craps table to buy your new baby, young child shoes. That's ridiculous. That's commandment number one, and I stand by it, and I will argue with anyone who says otherwise. Okay, commandment number two. Gambling and drinking are toxic. It's a witch's brew. To repeat, gambling and drinking are toxic. It's a witch's brew. You know, I just read recently of a casino owner from a foreign country who came to Las Vegas and lost $3 million, and now he's suing the casino because he says they just fed him alcohol. And I don't know if he can say it was their responsibility and not his for accepting it. I don't know how the law works in terms of Nevada gambling laws, but I can tell you this. It doesn't make any sense. You know, I've been critical of people who drink to oblivion after they fly to Las Vegas or drive a long distance to Las Vegas. You know, as I said many times, if I wanted to drink to oblivion, I'd stay in my beautiful home and do it. I don't want to do that. It makes no sense to, you know, spend money for airfare or to drive hundreds of miles, and your purpose is to drink. You have to ask yourself some serious questions. But if you disagree with me, then you're a fool. You cannot make decisions that are decisions of integrity if you're drunk or intoxicated, you know, mildly intoxicated, if there's such a phrase, at a casino. Your decisions are going to be tainted by the alcohol haze that you put yourself in. This covers other areas of life, but particularly with casinos. And if you're not staying at a casino or at a hotel that has a shuttle to a casino, then here's my rule. Just two drinks, that's it. You know, I'll go to the Cosmopolitan in Las Vegas, and because their cocktails are special, I'm going to have two drinks there, maybe just one drink. Now, if you have, I'm going to be with my friends and so on, and we're going to party and get drunk, and I'm going to tell you something. Grow up, friend. Grow up. Particularly, gambling and drinking are toxic. Remember that. It's a witch's brew. And never, ever drive to a casino and pound it and then drive away from a casino intoxicated. That's just ridiculous. So I can tell you that casinos give you free booze in a state where it's legal to do so because they want you to gamble and to make some serious mistakes with your money. You know, it's not because you're a friend of theirs. It's because they know what happens when people drink too much and gamble. So do your best to live by this rule. If you're driving, no more than two drinks. And if you're actually going to partake in alcohol, mixed drinks, beer, and you're staying at a casino or a nearby casino hotel with a shuttle, then don't gamble. You can't do both and get away with it. Eventually, you'll pay severely. That's number two of Coach Fav's 10 Commandments of Gambling. And here's number three. And I'm going to call this the Gambler's Lament. The Gambler's Lament. Quote me, please. I should have quit when I was ahead. Oh, yeah. I should have quit when I was ahead. And if you experience that by saying it or thinking it on a visit to a casino, then you understand the gambler's lament. It's a regret. You know, what the hell? I was up $500. Why didn't I walk away? You know, and that's so hard to do because you think it's going to keep happening. So you have to make a decision about that. You beat them. You beat them, whatever it is. If it's $75, $150, $500, $1,500, it won't go on. It won't go on. This is my phrase, and again, use it to clarify your thinking. You can leave the game, but the game never ends. You can leave the game, but the game never ends. And because it never ends, that ensures the casinos will win in the end because of the house edge. You know, you're fighting math. So when you do get that jump on a casino, it's time to celebrate. It's time to leave. Okay. And commandment number four will help you deal with that even more. Remember one more time, you don't want to be thinking this after your next trip to a casino. I should have quit when I was ahead. All right, hang on. We're going to move to commandment number four. Here we go. Commandment number four. There's other things to do at a casino resort or at a regular casino than gamble. You can just walk. Nice place to walk. You know, casino hop and walk around and just appreciate the place. You can explore these large casino resorts. You can window shop. You can eat. Oh, most casinos just do a fantastic job with food. You can swim. outside or inside, depending on where you are and the time of the year. There's spa services that you can enjoy. Oh, steam rooms, massage, etc. You can people watch. You can dance. You can enjoy the fantastic entertainment that's provided by casinos. You know, the music, the shows. There's just so much. Last night on Facebook Messenger, our daughter Jill, and I told you she lives about 5 minutes from the Las Vegas Strip. And I saw she was with her guy and two of the kids, and they went to see Love. And she's seen it before, but 9-year-old, 10-year-old Caden didn't, that's for sure. So it's just fantastic. And there's just so much to do at a casino other than gamble. And if you follow this podcast at all, Janie and I enjoy the area surrounding the casino resort. You know, we explore the area, and we get so much enjoyment out of that. It's just fantastic. So casinos are not just about gambling. And sometimes there's other social things. You know, more and more people are using the resources for weddings and parties, anniversary parties, I'm thinking of, because a casino can handle, you know, that so easily. They're staffed to do that. And they're, you know, cost effective. I mean, you get a whole lot for your buck in a casino because they want you to have the party there, because they're assuming that the majority of people who come to this party that they're catering and serving will gamble as well. And I can tell you that because our son Jeff's wedding reception was at Mandalay Bay. It was fantastic, you know, and people enjoyed that reception. They also enjoyed the amenities later on. And I'm sure some of them did casino hop as well. But then the next day, you know, we had a cabana, and a large number of people stopped by. Some of them spent the day there outside. There's just so much to do at a casino, you know, besides slot machines and table games. Commandment number 4, there are other things to do at a casino resort. You know, try some. All right. My 5th commandment. We want you to understand casino comps, but don't lose money because of them. Understand casino comps, but don't lose money because of them. So get a player's card, but because you have one, don't exceed your loss limit and think, oh, well, what's it matter? I'm going to get a free room, or I'm going to get a couple buffets. You know, I've seen people lose thousands at a craps table, and then, oh, well, I'm going to get a free room, and I'm going to eat breakfast or lunch or dinner on the casino. You know what, pal? You could have done that for under $300, and you just lost $2,500. Doesn't make sense, does it? Comps are cool, and I know a lot about comps. And by following the podcast, I think you can become well-versed, maybe even an expert in comps. You know, it's not that complicated. Don't anybody sell you anything with that either. You know, you can figure out how they work. But they're important, but don't lose more money than you would have because of comps. Don't fall for that. That's what we're trying to say. You know, use comps to work for you and not for the casino. So let's repeat this.
Nights of free rooms and a couple free buffets and a couple show tickets. You could just pay cash for them. So don't be a fool. Make comps work for you, not the casino. Make comps work for you and not the casino. That's number 5. My 6th commandment is know the rules. I mean, understand the protocol and the rules of casino culture in general. And of course, know the rules of the games that you're playing. And you can always, you know, learn the rules by computer software, you know, gamble without spending any money at all. You can go to a table with someone who does play that game regularly, and they can sit beside you and help you. Those are things that are enjoyable to do. But there's an example. Like, for example, you're at a casino and you're walking around, you know, taking my suggestion to get some exercise, because casinos are so easy to walk in with those soft floors. Then you see an opening at a slot machine. There's nobody there, and you see there's credits on it. So you sit down and play it. Uh-oh, you just broke the law. Hey, oh my. You just broke state law, and you could be subject to arrest and conviction. You can't do that. You can't do that. And that's posted somewhere in a casino. And that's what I'm talking about, knowing the rules. So it seems like whatever you're doing may have a tinge of what? Not being legal? Don't do it. Because there is a spy in the sky. There's so many cameras in casinos. And not only that, just be a person of integrity. And that's even finding money or a wallet. Yeah, I think, oh my goodness, you pick up a wallet and... Well, it happened to me at the Stardust, which of course the Stardust is torn down, but I saw a man in a wheelchair leave a slot machine, and I just walked by it. I looked down and I saw a wallet, and I picked it up, and you know, I didn't know if it was his or not. Maybe it was there. I opened it up, probably had $3,000 in it. And just the way I think, and it doesn't make me a saint, but just the way I think, I driver's license, looked at it, and of course you couldn't see a wheelchair, but I ran over to the elevator. He was waiting for the elevator, and you know, usually in Vegas you wait for elevators because casinos have a lot of people using them. And I said, sir, did you happen to lose your wallet? And he grabbed around in the wheelchair in his back pocket, and he said, oh my God, yes I did, I got a lot of money in it. And I said, well, let me look at the driver's license. And I studied his face, and of course it was him, and I gave it to him. He wanted to give me a reward, and I said, no, that's nice, but there's no way that I'm going to pick up somebody else's wallet. You know what? And if I hadn't, and he had gone to security, clearly they would have seen who I was. You know, whether or not I was staying there, that's a different matter, but actually Janie and I were staying there, and so the chances are that I would have been caught. So just don't be stupid, and don't be stupid with going to a table game that you don't know and starting to gamble. You know, casinos, if you're staying overnight, or if you're close by, you can just get to a casino quickly. They offer instruction on games. It's not the best sometimes, but it's enough to get you started if you want to try a game. And, you know, Janie's told a story that we started to play Baccarat 12 years ago because of our discussion with a casino dealer, you know, talking about the house edge, and it's a much slower game, and there's just a number of things about Baccarat that you'd find appealing. You can't mess up anybody else at the table because you never really touch the cards. The cards are dealt. It's a very simple game instead of betting. You know, here, it's not a Baccarat commandment, but, you know, there's basically just three bets, and it's player, banker, or tie. And anyway, so, you know the rules, learn the games, but there's also rules about casino culture and behavior. And you are being watched. Yeah, it's Big Brother, a spy in the sky. So know the rules. That's commandment number 6. Coach Fab's commandment number 7. Don't be a sore loser. And if you can't avoid that because that's your nature, don't gamble. Don't go to casinos, because everyone who goes to casinos will lose at times. So don't be a sore loser. And of course, the most famous sore loser I know was Jack McCall, who back in Deadwood in the 1800s and the 1870s shot Wild Bill Hickok in the back, in the head, because he had lost a lot of money to him the day before in a poker game. Don't be a sore loser. And, you know, it just, you go to a casino with someone, say another couple, group of friends, and, you know, somebody loses, and you're there to enjoy yourself, and all they do is bitch and moan, whine. Stop it. You're not going to win every time in a casino. So don't be a sore loser, understanding that losing is part of enjoying gambling. You know, learn from your losses. What did you do wrong? What happened? Did the house edge crush you? Was your betting ridiculous? You know, think the game over, journalize, you know, not that it's necessary, but write down your experiences. But whatever you do, don't ruin the group's fun that you're with because you lost money. You know, I'm sure other people in the group lost money too. You don't want to hear them whine and cry about it. So if you're one of those kinds of persons that if you lose, you just become bitter and dry and sour, then don't play in the first place. Commandment number 7 by Fab. Don't be a sore loser, friend. Don't be a sore loser. Commandment number 8. Fab's asking you to be smart. Don't fall for those who tell you, you know, sort of like a snake oil salesman selling something to cure an ailment. Of course, you know what? Whether it's dice setting school, I don't care what it is, a system that you pay for in roulette, don't be stupid, be smart. You know, if they could do the things that they do, they wouldn't have to be selling a book for $16 or a two-day course in dice control. Come on, be smart. You know, ridicule me if you want to, but that's the truth. I enjoy reading about systems and sometimes trying systems, but I'll be damned if I'm going to pay for a system, all right? I'll find it on the internet. I'll consider it. Dice sets, I'm all about tendencies. There is no one, I'm telling you, no one, and don't fall for it, who can set dice consistently and win and win and win and win and win. It's a bunch of bull. And they'll talk about it, but they'll never verify it. They'll never verify it. And I already told you the longest craps roll in history was by a person playing craps for only the second time. It happened at the Borgata in 2009, I believe. And she went over 4 hours. And she didn't set dice. And that's just one example. There's people with theories about, you know, how to beat roulette, how to beat baccarat, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And you might learn a little bit about the game or strategies. That's great. That's what I'm all about in terms of my enjoyment of recreational gambling. But nobody can make you a winner because of their system or because they taught you how to control dice. It won't happen. Be smart. That's Coach Fab's commandment number 8. Be smart. Commandment number 9. Don't make this your life. No. Take a break. Take a break from casino gambling. Take a break from visiting casinos. Take a break. You know, Janie and I were on the road and visited so many casinos, and we went back to the casinos that we particularly enjoy close to us here in Pittsburgh area. And we decided, hey, you know, with the holidays coming up, we have our son Jeff and family's coming back for Thanksgiving. Our daughter Jill from Las Vegas is coming back with children for Thanksgiving, and we have some friends, and we're gonna have a packed house. 50 pounds of turkey. That's what we figure we need. Oh goodness! But anyway, you need to take a break. Don't let casinos just overwhelm your life. Take a break from casinos and do some other things. You know, I had to buy a new car. I had a Lincoln MKZ with 94,000 miles. It was a hybrid, and I didn't want to invest in a battery. And, you know, I know a little bit about everything, right? I do know this, and talk to your dealers if you have a friend in the dealership area. Once a car goes up 100,000 miles, you know, its trade equity really sinks. So we wanted another all-wheel drive vehicle because we live in Western Pennsylvania. And if you're from the Southwest or California, you don't even know how to relate to this cold, snow, ice. So we wanted to get a second all-wheel drive, and we got a Lincoln MKC loaded, 285 horsepower, beautiful car. So that's it. We have a Sienna van and a Mustang's coming off the road. And so, you know, getting a new car was a big deal. Getting the house ready for the holidays. You know, Janie helped me, had me cleaning things that I should have been doing other times of the year, but I was probably at a casino resort. So we're playing catch up on the house, not a bottle of ketchup. That's my slang. But we were doing that. So whatever it is, take a break. You know, you might be involved in some other activities and have to spend some time there. You're volunteering. Maybe things at work. You don't want to cut them short. Visiting relatives, visiting friends. Doing what they enjoy. I think that's big too, you know, like maybe you have friends that you really enjoy their company, but they're not casino kind of people. So, you know, they invite you to do something. So instead of going to a casino, you do that. So take a break from the casinos once in a while. And I found, and Janie certainly agrees, that if you take a break, you know, take a month off, take 6 weeks off, then when you finally get back to a casino, you may enjoy them all the more. You kind of refreshed yourself, got reset, and it'll make you happy. You know, too much of a good thing sometimes destroys a good thing. So take a break. That's Fab's commandment number 9. And my wife Jane's going to stop in to talk about commandment number 10. And it's important. And she's going to talk about it because she totally embraces it. And here it is. Commandment number 10. In terms of casino culture and gambling, don't leave out your significant others. Don't leave out your husband, your wife, your friends. Don't leave them out. Don't leave out significant others. And Janie's going to talk about how, as a married couple, you know, we enjoy this experience most often together.
Hi, happy Thanksgiving. This is Jane. I just want to elaborate a little bit on some of what Coach Fav has already said before I start. But when he talked about taking a break, I find that sometimes is hard for me to do when we get a lot of offers, especially this past summer and fall. We've had offers at one casino for one night a week, and then for the whole month. And that might have been five nights if there were, you know, that many 4.5 weeks in the month. I like to take advantage of those. And we did for the most part, but then I find it's kind of like using a coupon that you have. If you're getting 50% off at, you know, clothing store and you feel you have to go to use that coupon, that's how I've been starting to feel, but it's really, it takes away from what I have to do at home and what we need to do together. So sometimes it is good to take a break. In fact, we had contemplated going somewhere next week, but with the holidays this weekend and with family coming in and a lot to do now and then getting ready for Christmas, we felt it might just be too tiring to do that. I mean, we do go and we can relax while there, but then you do have the traveling in between because these casinos aren't that far, but maybe an hour and a half, and then we have to make arrangements for our little puppy. So take a break when you can, and don't feel that you, just because you have free rooms, you have to use them. The other one, don't be a sore loser. When Coach speaks of that, he speaks of experience because of me. I can't tell you how many times I've walked out of a casino and I say to him, I'm never coming back here. You know, I should grow up and not take it that way, not take it so personally, and learn. I'm one of those people that never quits when I'm ahead. Rarely quits when I'm ahead. What I've tried to get myself to say is quit when I'm even. Because when I do win, then I think, well, I'm playing with the casino's money, so I'm just going to let it roll. And I've done that quite a bit. So if I try to stop now when I'm even at least. And I'm not as much of a sore loser because I keep thinking, I know intellectually that you don't win all the time. And it's just part of the experience of going. So I'm getting better at that. So my next point then would be to share all of your gaming with a significant other. I think it's better to do it that way. You can enjoy the experience more. Now, I'm not talking about one night where the guy goes out. Let's say they're having a bachelor party somewhere at a casino, or he's just going out one night every so many months with the guys to play poker or some blackjack. Or maybe as a couple, you're going to go with another couple to a casino to see the show or to have a dinner and then play a little bit. But I'm talking about if you do like to go and visit them on a regular basis, or if you like to go when you're on vacations, you can go and be together and yet separate at the same time. I know when Coach and I go, he goes immediately for the craps tables, and I know that's where he's going to go. And after I started out going there with him too because he taught me how to play craps, but I really do like slots. So we usually separate, and then he'll say, you know where I am. I'll probably be here. You know, if it's time to eat, come and get me, or if it's time to leave, or if he's finished, then he'll just either call me or walk around and look for me. So we're there together and yet separate. We'll meet together to eat. And even if we go with another couple, you know, the guys will maybe go to the craps table and then the women will go and play slots. Or, you know, we might be three playing one thing and one playing another. So, and then we get together to eat, which is fun. And I do think you should, if you find that you like a particular game over another, I think that's always fun to share with your significant other. Let's say you tend to like video poker, or someone likes to sit and play actual play poker with cards. Or if you like blackjack or roulette, I think you can study each one of those games individually. And your significant other doesn't have to play that, but you can enjoy it and talk about it together and walk around and watch other people playing it together or different versions of it together. I just think it's a nice place, a casino is a nice place to be together because you can have your meals there, you can have entertainment there, as he told you earlier, and then you can do the gaming there. And I think you can also be a lookout for each other. You know, maybe if someone's drinking a little too much or someone's maybe betting a little too much money, it's good to keep an eye out on the other, not being judgmental or critical. I know I rarely drink alcohol, so I'm always the designated driver. But in any case, if you are driving, it's good to keep an eye out for that, or even if you're with another couple.
Okay, well, I'm glad you actually got something out of my Ten Commandments. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to ask the listeners to call in if they want to add a commandment or talk about one of the commandments. You know, even if we don't use it, I think it would be interesting feedback. And, hey, I want to share again Jane's thought. Happy Thanksgiving from everyone here at Casinos USA. Go ahead, Janie, close it out.
Well, I just wanted to add that I guess you could say this podcast started because of our experiences together with the casinos. When we started out, you know, gaming wasn't even legal in the state of Pennsylvania and not even in the neighboring states. We had to go to Indiana Illinois, Nevada, right, when we did go there. But as we traveled and then legalized gaming came into many other states, it's been fun to add them in on vacations. And I think if you do these things together, you're more apt to do it as part of your trip, as part of your plan. Now, also, I want to say that a lot of times there will be the significant other who has no interest in the casino or in gambling. And it could be male or female. It doesn't always have to be one. I know couples where the female likes to go and the male doesn't. So, you know, then you have to find something for them to do. That's why it's good to go to a casino where there's a lot of activity.
Well, thank you, Jenny, for joining in on our Ten Commandments, my Ten Commandments of Gambling. You know, your comments are much appreciated. Again, I want to invite our listeners to use our answering service. If you'd like to comment on the Ten Commandments or add a few of your own, that'd be fine. You know, give us a trip report, a gambling question, a travel question. You know, feel free to tell us about your casino capers wherever you are, coast to coast, around the world. And we'll play your call on our international podcast. Just remember, use your first name only and just maybe where you're calling from, the city or state or the location, the country. Our podcast can be found on iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Spreaker Radio, Stitcher Radio, MyTuner Radio, Google Play, iTunes Store, and our website, www.casinosusa, written as one word, casinosusa.bet. Also, you can follow us on Twitter at CasinosUSA2017. That's at CasinosUSA2017. Or join our Facebook group, and that would be written as two words, Casinos USA. Feel free to join that, and we post almost every day, if probably more than once a day sometimes. Also, with the holidays coming up, we invite you to use our Amazon link on our website, and just click on that. We get a small kickback from Amazon for what you purchase, but you do not pay one penny more. It's just something that Amazon asked. You know, invites podcasters to partake in. So click on the Amazon link and then just go about and do your business as you normally would. You will not pay one cent more. We'd appreciate that. And again, on behalf of everyone here at Casinos USA, the whole crew, we want to wish you and yours a happy, happy Thanksgiving. Remember, Casinos USA, is that place where every day is Saturday, and we're looking for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Goodbye.